One of my top lessons is that it's a marathon and not a sprint. Change takes time, and we need to be prepared to shift our approaches, and we need funders who are willing to allow that time.
A good chunk of our process was listening to our community. We didn't just crunch quantitative data and spit it out into a report.
The pandemic has brought a lot of pain points to the forefront. And so there is a tendency to try to do things quicker and maybe not to the scale that you would want to do. Stick to your guns and do it right.
Hello, and welcome to the Richmond Fed's Rural Spotlight Series. We use Rural Spotlights to showcase how rural communities across the 5th District are addressing the challenges they face. We hope that you gain inspiration and insight from the lessons learned discussed in today's conversation. My name is Sierra Latham, and I'm a senior research analyst with the Regional and Community Analysis team here at the Richmond Fed. Today, I'm joined by Karen Martini-Waller, Executive Director for First Steps in Chesterfield County. First Steps is a South Carolina agency with local and regional offices tasked with preparing children from birth to age 5 to enter kindergarten. I'm also joined by Dr. Melissa Johnson, Dean of Arts and Sciences at Northeastern Technical College. Among her responsibilities, Melissa oversees NETC's Early Childhood Program, which prepares students for careers in early care and education. Ms. Martini-Waller and Dr. Johnson were both instrumental in establishing Compass Point, a preschool that serves 3- and 4-year-olds at NETC's campus in Charlotte, South Carolina. Before Compass Point opened its doors in 2018, there was a need for a childcare facility serving parents living in the center of the county. Locating the preschool on campus not only makes it an easy source of childcare for parents furthering their own education at NETC, but also provides an on-site internship placement opportunity for NET students enrolled in the early childhood program. Compass Point staff are committed to providing a high-quality learning environment for children at a cost that parents can afford. Karen and Melissa, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit more about Compass Point. From your perspective, what major developments have occurred at Compass Point recently?
There's a lot of great things going on at Compass Point Preschool. We recently opened a 3-year-old kindergarten class. That expansion is going to allow us to serve more children. We're going to be able to serve 12 to 15 children in the upcoming school year. In May, this past school year, we graduated our 5th 4K class. Once again, Northeastern Technical College awarded each one of those graduates a scholarship to Northeastern. The scholarship, I think, pays for a course out here at Tech. We recently had a new tricycle track repainted on our playground, and that was done by 3 volunteers, and it only cost us the materials to get that done. It really provided a extra outdoor gross motor time for the kids, and they really enjoy that track.
Hearing you say that you worked with volunteers to get the tricycle track all set in place kind of speaks to what we've spoken about previously, where you've kind of talked about ways that you've used strategic partnerships or found opportunities for people who are willing to donate their time or in some cases resources to really make sure that you are able to provide a high quality childcare experience, but that you're making sure to keep your internal costs down so that you can keep tuition down for parents.
Absolutely.
Melissa, from your side of things, what about you? What major developments have you noticed at Compass Point?
I'd piggyback on what Ms. Martini-Waller said. We were so excited to be able to add the 3K expansion. That in turn allows us an opportunity to provide that service for more of our students that attend Northeastern and have the barrier of childcare. We are also still working very hard to build our early care and education program here at the school. This allows more opportunity for students that are in that program to see what really takes place in a childcare center. That allows them to do their internship hours in our daycare facility as well. And we are still very proud to say that the employees in the daycare center are all graduates of our program.
A lot of researchers throughout the Federal Reserve System have focused on issues in the childcare sector. finding qualified caregivers is a really big impediment right now. And so making it really easy for folks to get training as well as their in-classroom time, I think is a great way to increase that pipeline a little bit.
Yes, absolutely.
So moving on, what does success look like for Compass Points?
Our whole mission is around getting children ready for school. The standard measure of the kindergarten readiness assessment, which is South Carolina's assessment for five-year-olds in a public school system, that's our gold star standard. The results have shown that our children demonstrate readiness at kindergarten. Internally, we measure success through Teaching Strategies Gold, which is aligned with South Carolina Early Learning Standards. That also pairs with the Kindergarten Readiness Assessment. The Kindergarten Readiness Assessment measures three different levels: exceeding, meeting, or below expectation on the domains of social emotional development, physical, gross motor, language and literacy, cognitive, and mathematics. At the beginning of the school year, all of our children were below expectation in math. By the end of the year, all the children had either were meeting the expectations in math or were exceeding. And we see that across most of the domains that it measures.
Dr. Johnson, what about you? What would you say success looks like?
We had students that would have liked to come to school here at Northeastern, but they didn't have childcare or couldn't afford the childcare. So just being able to remove that barrier for them to have that available here on site. Transportation is an issue too. So we've arranged transportation. And so if they can get here, their children can come with them and they can leave them in the daycare center while they attend their classes. Then they can pick them up as they're leaving the campus. So it's just been a great opportunity to be able to remove some of the barriers that we saw for our students.
And if I can add to what you were saying, Dr. Johnson, it is open to both Northeastern students as well as the community. I want to add to one thing that's really an important measure of success for us at First Steps is family engagement. We see the families as partners. It's not just us educating them, but us working together to help promote their child's development. One way we measure that is participation in parent-teacher conferences. We have one every quarter. This past year, we had 100% participation in each one of those parent-teacher conferences. I think that can spill over into the child's education in public school or wherever they choose to go when they leave us. The parents are feeling more comfortable working with the teacher.
One thing that kind of stood out to me with both of your responses is just how mindful you are of how Compass Point fits into the larger system. Offering the transportation services for parents to get them to NETC, you don't just provide childcare. Ms. Martini-Waller, from your side of things, your focus is on providing a good learning environment for children. But then you understand that learning expands beyond the classroom and just trying to engage parents in that process.
Sierra, we see it as a holistic and comprehensive approach, really. You're exactly right.
And like Ms. Martini-Waller said, it is for the community as well. And that is another goal of Northeastern as just a technical college to meet the needs of communities.
Aspects of the Chiron, Chesterfield County community contributed to Compass Point's success. Can you kind of talk a little bit about what aspects of the community made Compass Point so successful?
First Steps could not have opened and operated and sustained a child care center without the important partnerships that we have developed with Northeastern Technical College and Chesterfield County School District. Partnerships help us leverage resources and pool resources that are needed for quality childcare, which is very costly. Sometimes Northeastern Technical College may be eligible for grant opportunities that we as a nonprofit aren't, and vice versa.
Yes, I agree. One of the things that was one of my desires in a previous early care and education instructor here was to have an on-site daycare. So we worked with our president on that, but at the time we would have had to start from scratch and do everything. So it wasn't feasible at the time. And then Miss Martini Waller came in and approached him about joining us here. So it was just a win-win.
I'm so thankful that you recognized, Dr. Johnson, the need in the community for childcare. That really laid the groundwork with, I think, the president coming in here at Northeastern, so that when I did approach him, this was already at the top of his mind. I did mention Chesterfield County School District as a partner. They've been providing the meals and snacks for our children since the very beginning. A Northeastern Technical College employee transports those meals to the center. It really just demonstrates, I think, the connection between every stage of education.
So we have just a few more minutes. So what would you share with other communities from the lessons you've learned throughout this process?
My viewpoint from Northeastern, I think if any college has the opportunity to partner with a daycare center, that it is beneficial for them and it really helps the community overall. It helps the students. Sometimes students think they want to go into a field, but unless they've experienced what truly happens in those careers, they're not really certain.
Ms. Martini-Waller, anything to add?
Personally, I have a lot of lessons learned. I really think starting with the need, let the need guide what you do, presenting our needs assessment and gaps and resources to stakeholders, community leaders, and come together and want to do something to address that need is really how we got started. And I think that's where any community should begin.
So, Dr. Johnson, Ms. Martini-Waller, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to share what we've done here in Charlotte, South Carolina, and we hope that anyone who's interested in learning more will reach out to us.
Thank you for listening to this installment of the Richmond Feds Rural Spotlight Series. To learn more about this story and what's happening in other rural communities throughout the 5th District, visit richmondfed.org/topics/rural_spotlights. Talk to you next time.